This is the examination of the hidden human condition.
You're listening to the Hidden Killers Podcast.
This is the Hidden Killers Podcast with Tony Bruschi.
I just can't get over this story. This is the story of the men in Georgia who are facing federal charges for blowing up someone's home in revenge. But they had more planned, involving a python, involving stalking. There's so many things. A python, yes. I know. Stephen Glosser, Caleb Kinsey, 37-34, thought up this plot. They're now facing that barrage of federal charges after allegedly orchestrating a house explosion last year and plotting a heinous act of revenge involving a young child and a live python. Stephen Glosser, who's... It's horrible. It's insane. I mean, who comes up... Pythons!
I mean, they didn't do it, but they thought about it and discussed it. Apparently, and left evidence enough that other people know what they were talking
they
about.
They realize pythons are like squeeze-you-to-death snakes, right? They don't... It's not something that's going to bite
why
you.
Why they wanted it. Yeah.
Okay. They had been indicted on a string of charges, including stalking, using explosives to commit felony offenses, conspiracy and possession of an unregistered destructive device, as per authorities' announcement for the U.S. Attorney's Office for the Southern District of Georgia. Kinsey faces additional charges for making false statements during a firearm purchase and being a convicted felon in possession of a firearm. I wonder if there's any laws of being a convicted felon in possession of a python. You think that's looked at the same way?
There should be. I mean, it's just so sick that you would even have that thought that you could use that to commit murder.
The indictment handed down by a federal grand jury earlier this month sheds light on the disturbing sequence of events that unfolded between December 22 and January 2023. According to a criminal complaint, Glosser and Kinsey conspired to kill, harass, intimidate, or injure a victim and her child. The alleged methods outlined in the complaint range from shooting arrows into the victim's door to feeding her daughter to a python.
And the daughter.
How? The complaint states this included plans to acquire and shoot arrows into the victim's front door, acquire a release and release a large python into the victim's home to eat the victim's daughter, acquire and mail dog feces to the victim's home, acquire and mail dead rats to the victim's home, to scalp the victim, and to blow up the victim's home.
And with all of that discussion, they landed on, let's just blow up the house.
They did. They blew up their home. They did survive, though. The victim and her daughter narrowly escaped unharmed in the explosion. Glosser reportedly obtains the victim's address through online searches and used Kinsey's assistance to carry out the attack. Kinsey allegedly purchased Tannerite, a binary explosive shooting target, to create an improvised explosive device. The duo constructed and detonated the device in the early morning hours of January 13, 2023, at the victim's residence in Richmond Hill, Georgia. During preliminary court proceedings, it was revealed that Glosser and the victim had initially met through an online dating app, leading to a brief but turbulent relationship. When the relationship soured, Kinsey allegedly joined Glosser in seeking revenge against the victim. Photographic evidence implicating the two men in the bombing was reportedly discovered after their cell phones were seized and searched. An eyewitness also identified a black SUV linked to Kinsey fleeing the scene shortly after the explosion. Both Glosser and Kinsey remained detained without bond as this all continues. My God, people, coping mechanisms, we're not good at that. As a society, people are getting worse and worse with coping of anything. And they go to such insane lengths to get back at people.
And he caused a lot of damage.
Yeah, he blew up her home.
Yeah.
I don't know how you survive your home blowing up on you.
And I looked at pictures. Like, there's a video of a news story from that area. And it looks like it was a big house, and around the garage, that was where all the damage was. So I think that parts of the house remained unscathed, but serious, serious damage to the house.
Yeah.
And I also think this was a guy that she met online, and I don't think it got very far. Like, I don't think he'd been to her house, but I think he'd seen a picture of her house or knew where she lived. And like,
and he was rejected.
Like, I don't think they had a really serious relationship.
He was rejected. Like. He couldn't handle it. And rather than maybe doing some introspection and looking at himself going, maybe it's me. Maybe there's something I'm doing that's off-putting to the people that I'm attempting to date. No, it's their fault. Let's go after them. That's how you have like the, and I don't know that he is, but that's how you have the fucking incels and all that sort of shit and the Brian Koberger-esque type people of the world that it's everybody else's fault. And it's certainly women because they've rejected them their whole life. It's like, there's a reason they've rejected you because their spidey sense has gone off and said, this guy's fucking creepy and weird. And he truly is, because his next move beyond not just going back to the app and finding someone else was, let's blow up her home. Let's scalp her. Let's get a python to eat her child. I'm sure that was a lovely date when they were on it before he went to those lengths. I can only imagine the dinner conversation.
Here's what I don't get, that he decides, you know, he's been spurned by this woman and his feelings are hurt or whatever. So now he's going to get even and blow up her house. But he found a friend to do it with him. How'd that conversation go down? Like, oh, yeah, I'll help you, scalper.
I bet.
I'll help you find a python.
I bet that fucking idiot is just in the same mindset as that guy, and they have an echo chamber going on, going, oh, yeah, fuck that, the women, blah, 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 blah. And they just, you know, they bounce back and play hate ping pong with women, and it just, you know, they just feed off of each other because then they both confirm each other's fucked up thinking that gets it far enough to actually blow up someone's home.
I just can't.
Yeah.
I can't even wrap my brain around that. And this poor woman and her child, like, I can't imagine how terrifying that had to have been.
Yeah, no kidding. Do you ever go back to dating apps after that?
I don't think I could.
Are you like, let's give it another shot. What could possibly go wrong?
Want to listen ad-free? Want advanced access to all of our interviews before anyone else?
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
You get every episode commercial free,
so you can binge on true crime
until you can binge no more.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts now, or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
More of the Hidden Killers podcast next.